Hello and good morning to all the listeners who've tuned in. You're listening to Market Minutes on Money Control with me, Stacey Pereira. Today is the 2nd of July, a Tuesday, and here are some of the important things you should know before the markets open. Well, July has gotten off to a good start for the markets, in which the Nifty 50 rallied about 131 points to end at a new all-time closing high of 24,142, whereas the Sensex was up by over 0.5% and closed in at 79,486, gaining a solid 443 points. Now, buying continued in the broader end of the markets, with the mid-cap index hitting new record highs. In fact, the outperformance in the mid-cap has kept the market breadth in favor of the advances. It was also the IT stocks that lifted spirits on the Lal Street on the back of expectations of a better-than-estimated earnings in quarter one, as well as CLSA's upgrade on Wipro. Now, metal stocks too continued to see investor interest, so the likes of a JSPL as well as Vedanta were among your top gainers. On the flip side, India Cement saw some profit booking and ended up as the top mid-cap loser, whereas Godrej Properties fell about 4% after making a 52-week high and ending with nearly 2% cuts, even though the company announced a new 11-acre project in Pune. Moving on to markets internationally, where European markets closed at higher rate as traders digested the fact that the far right wing had won the first phase of the snap polls in France. Wall Street too kicked off the second half of the year with a bang, with all three major indices closing in the green. But despite that positive handover, Asian markets are trading in a mixed range or slightly lower, as investors are now turning their focus towards South Korea's inflation number that missed expectations. The GIFT Nifty 2 is suggesting a rather muted start for Indian equity markets. However, experts believe that the Nifty 50 is likely to hit that 24,200 levels, which could also be followed by the 24,500 in the coming sessions, provided we hold on to that 24,000 crucial psychological level with that as an immediate support, and the 23,800 to be that crucial support level if we move in lower. Let's also tell our listeners then about a few stocks that you need to keep on your radar as we get into the trading session today. Well, auto stocks will continue to be in focus as data regarding their monthly auto sales has trickled in. First up, Tata Motors, where the total domestic sales has fallen by 8% on a year-on-year basis, coming in at 74,147 units for the month of June, whereas the commercial vehicle sales too have declined by about 7%. Now, in the Q1 FY25, its total sales though has grown by about 1.6%, coming in at 2,29,891 units compared to a year ago. On the other hand, from the two-wheeler space, you had Hero Motor, which is the world's largest manufacturer of motorcycles, selling about 5,03,448 units in the month of June. This is an increase of about 15% on a month-on-month basis. However, the company's exports have fallen by about 15.5% on a year-on-year basis, coming in at 12,032 units for the month of June. We also have a couple of banks that are on our radar. CSB Bank has put out its Q1 business updates, where it has seen a total deposit of 29,920 crore rupees versus the 29,719 crore rupees. This is also a 22.24% increase on a YOY basis. While gross advances have come in at 25,099 crore rupees, which is an increase of about 17% on a YOY basis. Moving on to South Indian Bank, where the lender has registered a gross advances for the month of June coming in at 82,510 crore rupees. This is a growth of about 11.35% versus a year ago. The deposits too have seen an increase of 8.41%, coming in at 1.3 lakh crore rupees. Now, CASA ratio is seen rising by about 5.88%. Meanwhile, Indian Bank has decided to hike its lending rates, this is the MCLR rate, by about 5 basis points on their 1 month, 6 months and 1 year loan tenures, which will come into effect from July 3rd, 2024. And after getting that positive brokerage note from Kotak Institutional Equities, Interglobe Aviation, that runs Indigo Airlines, has now got a customs demand order of about 3.14 crore rupees. This includes a redemption file of about 85 lakh rupees and a penalty of 25 lakh rupees. In our Voice of the Day segment today, we have for you Morgan Stanley's Amey Hathagandi, who is in conversation with N. Mahalakshmi and pointed out that even while FIIs have been waiting in the sidelines, India's retail and domestic investors have shown their might and have taken the indices to newer highs. So while the buy on dip strategy becomes more and more entrenched into the investors' psyche here in India, they should also be prepared to face a downturn, is what he says. Listen in.
The foreign ownership in India has been intriguing a lot of people, right? From a peak of 22% a few years ago, the foreign ownership in equity markets has come down to, I think, as low as 17 or 18%.
Correct.
And a lot of people are very intrigued because on one side, you feel that the India story looks so good. Everybody seems to love the India story. But when you look at the ownership stats, it's clearly been the domestic investor who's driven this equity rally. And you try and look back and think, why is this the case? I mean, the obvious excuse could be that, you know, in the valuations look expensive, so the foreigners have been waiting at the sidelines, looking for better opportunities to invest in the market, whereas at the same time, the domestic investor in India has limited opportunities to invest overseas and has put all the money into the Indian equity market. So that is one very simplistic explanation. I think the jury is still out. I'm not very sure, you know, why this has happened, why investors, the foreign investors in particular, have not put more dollars to work in India. 50 weeks or so, there has been no significant drawdown in India. I think starting from the market that started rallying from the lows of COVID in the midst of 2020, we've not seen any significant drawdowns thereafter. And I think there's good and bad about it. The not so good about this, of course, is the fact that buy the dip becomes a very entrenched in the psyche of the investor.
Correct.
A lot of investors have entered the market for the first time in 2020. A lot of young investors, and you're seeing that with the new DMAT accounts being signed up, with the online brokers and the trade volumes there. So a lot of people have entered the market since 2020 and never seen a significant drawdown at all. And the psyche of buy the dip is so entrenched, and you see those in social media, influencers and all, you know, as soon as the market even corrects a bit, people are saying, oh, this is a great opportunity to enter. So so on one side, I worry a bit on that front, that this buy the dip is so deeply entrenched, that what if there were to be more significant drawdowns? I mean, this time it was just a 1 day drawdown, and that even not so significant. And it was kind of erased within a day when the elections outcome came through. But that is the only thing that worries me about the market, that this is a market with very high retail participation, but there are a lot of first-time investors who have not seen drawdown.
Well, that's it from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for all your other business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you the same time here tomorrow. Goodbye.